Welcome to Awakened Path Radio, helping to spread love and light for the highest and greatest good. I'm your host, Reverend Candace Nadine Breen, spiritualist minister and healing minister. For more information, including show updates, courses, workshops, events, resources, and more, visit my webpage at awakenedpathonline.com. Again, that's awakenedpathonline.com. Now, on to today's show. Today I have with me Dr. Marcus Hart, who is a military veteran who proudly served 5 years in the Army National Guard and 18 months deployed in support of the Iraq War. The U.S. military has taught him invaluable life lessons, but also brought unexpected and profound supernatural events. These personal accounts ushered in a new direction in life path to becoming a spiritual advisor, transformation mentor, theologian, author, and speaker. Welcome to the show, Dr. Marcus Hart, and thank you for being here today.
Thank you, Reverend Breen. I greatly appreciate you having me on.
My pleasure. Now, I know we mentioned a little bit about your background during the introduction. Would you be able to tell us about your journey that led you to where you are as of today?
Absolutely. I always start by telling people that I was born and raised in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and during my birth, I actually died during birth while going through the birth canal, and during labor, my mom lost her breath and died, and I lost my breath because I was stuck in the birth canal, and we had to be rushed for emergency C-section, and I was taken out and revived after a couple hours. So it, you know, it's a very fascinating experience. Very early on, and then throughout my life, I experienced some of the things that, you know, not really the average person go through. That being poverty. Well, I guess you can say the average person, but poverty being one. Growing up without my father to about age 13, and being bullied throughout school, being abused physically, sexually, verbal abuse, that continued even when I went into basic training. I dealt with a lot of physical abuse in basic training, and the verbal abuse, which was to toughen you up. But, you know, for a kid that was quite vulnerable and sensitive like me, it was not the best of experiences. And I returned back and finished high school and summer school and returned back to the military. And about a year later, I was called up to be deployed overseas to Iraq. And while overseas in Iraq, sustained a neck injury. And I felt kind of responsible for two of the deaths of two of the fellow soldiers who died like 3 months into going out into a convoy mission. And when I returned back home, dealt with depression, PTSD, and somehow I was able to find my way back to my faith and full strength after serving a 4.5 month sentence, jail sentence. I found God while in jail, and since then I have been, you know, deeply committed to just constantly identifying my relationship with God and being one with Him.
That's very, very interesting journey that you have. I mean, as a baby, learning about, learning that as a what happened to you as a baby, that's amazing. I mean, the doctors were able to take you out and revive you. That's technology. I'm telling you, it's great that you were saved as a child.
Yeah, yeah, and that was 1986, so. Yeah.
So that's very good. And on your website, you list, well, I do have a question. You know, I do have a question that I wanted to, clarify. So when so was your mother revived too, or when she was giving birth to you, or?
Yeah, she was revived too.
Okay. So just, double checking. So you and she had an experience together, a shared experience.
Yes.
So onto the next question I had for you. On your website, you list biblical-based spirituality advice without religion. What does this mean in terms of what you offer to potential clients?
I have a Christian foundation, a Christian base. I grew up in the Christian church, but I never really been, as you put it, actually in the Christian church. Mm-hmm. That decision wasn't really made up by me until I was about 16 when I got baptized. But even then, I turned away. I found myself being turned off from just religion, period. And then it was one time when I cut off God completely before I went overseas to Iraq. I had completely just shut down the idea that God even existed, but he was found back. Well, he showed up again in my life. Well, he was always there, but he showed up again pretty evidently. He gave me some physical evidence, something that he doesn't really do with most people. And I even experienced Christ, the real Christ, the real Jesus Christ. So I was able to just restore that belief in God and Christ together, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And then I became ordained, and then I began preaching in the church. But, it was still that feeling as though, like, well, it's, my relation, just creating a relationship with God seems kind of restricted by all of these rules and all of these laws, these churchy laws. Mm-hmm. That, most of the church expect you to follow and uphold. And when you look at the Bible and you go to the New Testament, Jesus Christ says that we are free from, from the law. We should recognize that the law is, wrapped in our heart, and that we should practice this whole aspect of lowliness and allow him to be the completion of the things we cannot do in our lives. And not living in the law, because if we live in the law, we are nothing but hypocrites. So I teach people how to, still have the different things that, different elements and teachings that Christ gives us, so that we can live full lives, that's all about being relational with God and allow him to enhance us.
Very good. And you offer the advice to you have biblical based advice to clients, but you separate out the religion. Is that correct? Yeah, I mean, how does that work? How do you separate the religion from? Because when people think of Bible, they automatically think of Christianity, religion, etc. So what could a client expect when they meet you? Take advantage of your services.
Okay, that's a great question. Now, when you think about religion, you think of the hierarchy of religion. You think about the pulpit, and you have the pastor, you have the deacons, you have the the motherboard and all these different things, and then you have the expectation of an obligation to, you know, have to show up to a certain place, and you know, you have also the restriction of like, okay, being open to be able to practice other things that are very helpful to your spiritual growth, you know, like meditation and in other, you know, things that like are scientifically proven to help you. So we identify, you know, some of the things that the client or the person, I don't like the client, I don't like saying client all the time, but you know, the person is doing in their spiritual lives. And if they're not doing that, we identify what they're not doing that they need to be doing to, you know, feel connected, feel like they, you know, are on their spiritual journey. And we include those things, you know, you know, and, you know, and like I said, you know, a lot of religions, they will like opt out, you know, being able to adopt from each other when they, you know, when they, we should be all adopting from each other. This is a, you know, we serve in a universal God. He's not a one size, one fit all, you know, just for one size for one person. You know, he's for everybody.
Right. Now, you also mentioned on your website, holistic spiritual hacks. What does that mean? What does that mean? Holistic spiritual hacks.
This all going back to just the way we was created. Mm-hmm. You know, just going back to our very, very essence and releasing the dependence on medication, the dependence on, you know, having to have someone constantly there to pray for you, you know, it's just totally just stripping away, you know, all of the outside things and going back to the core of who we are and who we are spiritually as people, and, you know, and identifying, you know, what it is God put in us to express and to be able to connect with him.
Now, you also have a podcast that's called Transformed You. And how do listeners benefit from tuning into this show? And also, I would like to add, how did you come up with this, Transformed You?
I have gone through many transformations in my life. Mm-hmm. And, you know, from the time that like I entered into the military, exiting out of the military, and then you know, going to jail and leaving jail and becoming a minister, and from a minister, you know, I took on this whole business entrepreneurial mindset, and even in the midst of you know being very business minded, I still was, you know, I still felt it very important to stay connected to God and really identify the many infinite possibilities he had for me on my life. And so, you know, transform, you know, that comes, you know, that identifies that like, hey, I'm looking to help you transform, yeah. You know, be able to become unstuck or go into the next chapter of your lives, because we all got different chapters we need to reach. And then the you know, obviously you, I want to transform you. I want to help you transform you. And, but the you, stands for you, but also universe,
right.
Because we are all a part of this universe. And as long as we all are part of this universe, we are somehow connected. And if we are all connected, we are connected through love, and that love being of God.
Hmm. What direction do you see people going in regards to transformation and their perception of the universe in general?
I see more and more people now. They, you know, the world is changing so much, and it's at a very rapid pace, and information is so readily available. Mm-hmm. That it is very easy to go find information you need to move into a new part of your life. Mm-hmm. So you know, but sometimes you need a little guidance because, you know, because there's so much information out there, you don't know which information is going to be good for you. So it's we in a world now where people do need to connect with each other again to further advance their transformational process. Mm-hmm. And if we don't collaborate and learn from each other, and then identify those who can be our mentors and be the people, the guidance, sort of like the guidance counselors and the messengers, we will transform, but we're not going to transform the way we should or want to. Mm-hmm. And as far as the perception of the universe, people now see that, you know, we are all free flowing spirits, and because we have the spiritual essence, we must cater to that spiritual side of ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Now, so people could take advantage. Our listeners may want to take advantage of some of the services you offer and check out your website, your podcast. So could you tell us if you have any upcoming publications, future events, workshops, shows, etc., that you'd like to share with us at this moment?
Absolutely. I just recently released a book. The book was released last month, actually.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. And that's my fourth book. That's one of four books.
Great.
And the title of that book is 100 Chinese Cookie Quotes and Sayings That Helps.
Nice.
And it's just one of those, it goes through a financial crisis I had in my life, financial crisis, as well as an emotional crisis, mental health crisis. Yeah. And what I did, I cracked open a fortune cookie and it read something inside of it. If I can remember what it said. It said an unexpected event will soon make your life more exciting.
Awesome. I didn't get fortunes like that in my fortune cookie.
Yeah. So I when I read that, it just took me back. It made me just realize that, like, man, you know what? There's so many opportunities that God gives us because we have an infinite God. And so there's so many, you know, infinite possibilities we can, you know, be anticipating. And so I just started collecting 100 Chinese fortune cookies and started writing journals on each one and just understanding my growth and what direction my life was going into. So I share this to inspire others.
That's a great idea. That's wonderful. I have to read the book now. I want to read the book now. Yeah. I give you some inspiration. Well, that's great. Yeah.
And far as future events, I do have one coming up April 24th. It is here in my hometown, here in Milwaukee. Mm-hmm. It's the event for those who just want to, you know, check out more about my books. I'm going to be doing a short talk at the Wauwatosa Public Library here in Wisconsin, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. So, and that's on the 24th. There will be other events. I will be listing them on my website soon. So there will be a spot on my website soon that have like a host of different events I'm going to be doing this summer. I'm going to be doing a lot more stuff this summer, and as well as a book tour.
Mm. Now, what is that website where people could visit to check out all your stuff?
They can visit it at realmarcushart.com. So that's real, R-E-A-L, Marcus, M-A-R-C-U-S, Hart, H-A-R-T.com.
Mm-hmm. And they can also contact you on that page too, right?
Yes, my phone number is there, my email address is there as well, and all of my social media links.
Great. Any other last words for our show?
Yeah, absolutely. I just want to let people know that, you know, don't get comfortable in your own love, you know. Start adopting from the love of God. You know, if we start to adopt from the love of God, we can all enjoy the same love and be on the same accord with each other. There's so many things happening in our world, and yet, you know, we think that love is only, you know, meant for the things of material racism and of the things that's important to us. So you need to just adopt from the love of God who gives it to us freely and is very evident in nature.
Very good. Well, it was a pleasure having you on the show today, Marcus.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure talking with you, and I'm very humble and very appreciative of you sharing, allowing me to share.
Thank you again. Well, everyone, that's all the time we have for today. As always, you can visit www.awakenedpathonline.com. Again, that's www.awakenedpathonline.com. And you can visit that site for show updates, courses, workshops, events, resources, and more. I'm Reverend Candace Nadine Breen, and thank you for listening to Awakened Path Radio. Namaste, and blessed be.